Hi there, listener. Sonic Architect Adam here. Do you like bonus content? Do you like ad-free content? Do you like getting everything 24 hours earlier than everybody else? If so, join us over on patreon.com/noencore, where you'll get all episodes 24 hours early, ad-free, weekly previews, and bonus content just like this. So enjoy this preview of what's there over on patreon.com/noencore.
Catfish and the Bottlemen's supercharged performances and roaring real-life anthems have gained them fans from Manchester to Melbourne, London to Los Angeles, Newcastle-on-Tyne to Tokyo, and everywhere in between. The arena-filling rock band have played to over 2 million people around the globe and sold over 6.5 million records.
Hi everyone, Sonic Architect Adam here. Welcome to the first installment of No Encore's Album Club. This is a periodical that's going to be exclusively on Patreon, where myself and Dave take records from our collection, we listen to it, and provide immediate thoughts after our listens on the records that we've chosen. The idea for the Sunday Album Club was actually born out of something that I did on my Instagram. I think I started it probably about 2 years ago, where on a Sunday I'd just pick a random record out of my Discogs collection, and I'd sit down, I'd listen to it, and I'd just post a couple of thoughts on my Instagram page, and you can see some of the text-based things there still on my Instagram at Adam Myfault Music if you wanted to check that out. Some of you might be familiar with that already, some of you might not. I haven't done it in a while, but it was originally a way that something I used to try and get myself listening more, because as someone who works in a studio environment, I'm listening to music all the time, and you can lose objectivity and subjectivity at the same time. It's a weird one, but I found it very, very helpful, and it really engaged me with the records that I have in my collection. And my collection isn't small. I've got over 120 records at this point, and it was really nice to be able to just, you know, pick one randomly. And I'm really, really proud of it. I'm really, really proud of the collection I've built over the last 4 years. And I tend to stick to records that I really, really like. My no-skipper records, acts that I really love and have, a big interest in from a young age, from, you know, artists that I found in recent years and kind of latched onto, recommends from friends. And that brings me on to one of the most important points of the Sunday Album Club is going to be recommends from you, patron. So you'll see in the description of the show that there's a link to my Discogs account. And I'm going to take suggestions from you guys, because I want to know what you would like to hear on this. Even if it's not in my collection, I'd love to be able to, you know, spend some time getting to know a record and that you love and that I can kind of sink my teeth into for the first time if it's not in my collection. The first few, however, will be records that are from both mine and Dave's collections. We're gonna kind of interchange between the two. But to start off, there's a record that I've gone back to recently enough, and that is due to a number of reasons. First of all, this act is a headliner of Reading and Leeds Festival this year, something I didn't see coming at all. It's an act that I've had, I wouldn't say I followed, but I definitely loved the first album, and that's the record that we're going to discuss today. It's Catfish and the Bottlemen's The Balcony.
How did you come across this name, Catfish and the Bottlemen?
The story behind that, it's a good story. It's like, my mum got run over when she was younger, couldn't have kids, and my dad really wanted a family, so like, to start, kind of try and start again, my dad like flew him out, ran off to Australia together. Despite doctors saying there's no way they're gonna be able to have a kid, not even with like IVF treatment or anything like that, my dad was like persistent and kept going. And they tried twice for an IVF baby, and they were working two jobs and putting all their money towards it, trying like their utmost to have me basically. And then on the last attempt, which was gonna be the last attempt because they were like, it's killing them to keep, you know, not happening. They went for it, and then I popped out. Like, I just scored the World Cup final winner, and then we just kind of travelled around Australia for like 2 years, just in the back of the car, and my first memory of music was being sat outside this cafe as like a nipper, and there was a guy playing like a wine bottle, like a fishing line with wine bottles on it. It was called Catfish the Bottle Man. So that was, I thought it'd be an apt thing to call the band after it being my first recollection of music, really. There you go.
This record is, to me, absolutely fantastic. And I have a lot of fond memories of this record and of this time in my life. And we're going to get into why. Thank you.